enlisted the help of his even older dental nurse. Miss Prigg was instructed to hold on to him and tug as hard as she could. Even then, the tooth wouldn't come. Soon, the hefty receptionist, Miss Veal, was asked to step into the room to help. Miss Veal weighed more than Mr. Ursweil and Miss Prigg put together. But even with all her ballast, the tooth wouldn't come. Just then, the dentist had an idea and ordered Miss Prigg to fetch some particularly thick dental floss. He carefully tied the floss around the forceps and then looped it around Miss Veal's ample frame. The dentist then instructed his rotund receptionist to leap out of the window on the count of three. But even with all of Miss Veal's immense weight yanking on the boy's tooth, it still wouldn't come. With poor young Alfie still lying in terror on the dentist's chair, Mr. Ursweil stepped into his waiting room to request reinforcements. The growing crowd of patients waiting to be seen were all called upon to assist. Young and old, fat and thin, the elderly dentist needed all the help he could get. Nevertheless, even with a lengthy human chain and an army of yankers, the tooth stayed well and truly put. By this time, poor little Alfie was in great distress. The pain